I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A new influx of Arctic air is expected to spur freezing temperatures. Parts of the South already covered in snow and ice. In Mississippi, Governor Tate Reeves says it's hard to keep track of all the power outages.
We reached a peak of about 180,000. That has now down below 150,000, but it's somewhat like whack-a-mole. Every time one of the utility companies and power companies gets a large group back online, we have another tree fall or we have another limb fall.
In Little Rock, Arkansas, landscaping foreman David Neisonger says it's taking a lot of time to clear out enough snow so some businesses can reopen.
I've spent 2 hours just clearing two parking spots with a piece of heavy equipment and open up an entrance closest to it, you know. Just there's no traction because it's so slippery.
At least 35 deaths have been reported in states afflicted with a severe cold. That includes three young brothers who perished in Texas after they fell through the surface of a frozen pond. A day-long hearing underway that should make clear what exactly caused a mid-air collision that killed 67 people a year ago near Washington, D.C.'s Reagan National Airport. That's when an American Airlines jet flying from Kansas and an Army Black Hawk helicopter collided in midair and plummeted into the Potomac. Congress tried to avoid a partial government shutdown as lawmakers react to fatal shootings by ICE.
The Senate needs to pass a package of six spending bills by Friday to avert a shutdown. But one of those bills funds Homeland Security, including ICE operations. And Democrats say they won't support that bill unless changes are made to rein in the Immigration Enforcement Agency. At the White House, President Trump has shifted his posture and held positive phone calls with Minnesota officials. He also removed Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem from overseeing the ICE operation in Minneapolis. Greg Clugston, Washington.
This is SRN News. A persecution watchdog is tracking some new trends.
Global Christian Relief is out with a comprehensive report on the abuse of believers around the world. And in the midst of all the bad news, there is some light. The GCR says one of the trends that we'll be watching in 2026 is a budding new interest in religious freedom in the West, led by the United States. The report says, quote, nothing shaped the global conversation on the issue more than the return of Donald Trump to the White House surrounded by high-profile Christian political actors. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Trump administration has announced that the specialized LGBT option will be removed on the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline to focus on serving all callers. The hotline will no longer silo gay youth services, which had been the press 3 option for 988 callers. This is SRN News. Two big city newspapers that were longtime rivals are coming under joint ownership.
Newspaper publisher USA Today, which was known as Gannett, plans to acquire the Detroit News. It already owns the Detroit Free Press. The two papers recently ended a 36-year joint operating agreement, allowing them to merge aspects of their business operations. And once USA Today takes over, the plan is for the Free Press and the News to continue publishing separately. Rich Thomason reporting.
The California Post has launched a new tabloid newspaper and news site. It will bring brash, cheeky, conservative-friendly fixture of the Big Apple to the West Coast. It's a digital-first offering with social media accounts and video and audio pieces. It will also feature a Tinseltown version of the Post gossip column, Page 6 Hollywood, expected to keep a snarky eye on red carpets and celebrities. More at SRNNews.com.